Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters. WikiLeaks Guide to Al-Qaeda. Strike here. As a guide for the perplexed terrorist, wondering what to give the West for Christmas, the latest US cable from WikiLeaks is a route map. To the evil genius terrorist, sitting on a revolving chair, stroking a white cat, it's of less use, given that he already knows a lot of the information therein contained. However, WikiLeaks' gift to Al-Qaeda et al. Is to present them with an expertly compiled list of America's critical infrastructure, or to put it another way, a list of targets and ideas. WikiLeaks' defence in naming places in the memo is partially that it, quote, does not give any information as to their exact locations. Well, perplexed terrorists might have trouble locating Quebec, monumental hydroelectric power development, Mica Dam. But evil genius would surely be able to find it on a map. Ditto, quote, UK, Madley Teleport, Stone Street, Madley. That'll be in Madley then. Some of the locations named can be traced to an address. In fact, most of the locations named can be traced to an address within a few minutes. There are hundreds of locations, from the communication cables under the Atlantic between the UK and USA, to a snakebite antidote factory in Australia. All identified by the US as critical to people's economic and physical safety, and which logically will lead to a terrorist to believe and think and plot and plan about attacking some of the locations, and they include small and medium-sized private companies. WikiLeaks spokesperson Kristin Frafsnon defended the leak, saying, "This further undermines claims made by the US government that its embassy officials do not play an intelligence-gathering role." But it's part of an embassy's role to provide information back to Washington. Sending the State Department a list of places the officials think are important to American interests, it's hardly James Bond. It's more Embassy Secretary for Energy down the corridor, desk 35, just past the water cooler department. Of course, any terrorist worth their semtex is already aware of a number of potential targets. However, it's doubtful they had access to dozens of embassies full of experts who could cross-refer critical infrastructure locations, assess their importance, check with other departments if there was backup, and have it compiled in a handy cut-out and keep seven-page memo full of useful data, which, read carefully, could suggest that a multiple attack in Region X would have a catastrophic effect. Now, they do have that. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.